This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. What does it mean to be generous? Well, let's have a look at the dictionary. It says, what is generosity? The quality of being kind, understanding, not selfish. It's a willingness to give money and other valuable things to others. That's a brief definition of being generous. There's something very heartwarming about meeting a generous person. It was John Bunyan who famously said, you have not lived today until you've done something for someone who can never repay you. Now, the amazing thing about generosity is this, that the more you give, the more you get back. It doesn't make sense till you start thinking about it. I've never met, for example, an unhappy, generous person, someone who thinks and acts for others. Well, that person's not selfish, usually not unhappy. So I prefer another definition, the virtue of giving good things to others freely and abundantly. So the question is, are you a generous person? Would you go the second or third mile for someone else? I read the story of a pensioner in Auckland, New Zealand, had the unfortunate experience of his car being stolen. And he used to visit his wife, who was in a nursing home. She'd broken her hip. And every day he drove his Mazda Capella to this place to visit his wife. But unfortunately, it was stolen. His car was stolen and smashed and became a total wreck. So this story hit the local press in Auckland. And he was inundated with phone calls from people offering to help him and even buy him a car. So John Mulligan, that was his name, and he said, I am amazed. He said, I didn't think kind people like this existed. Well, they certainly do. Generous people do exist. The wonderful Victor Hugo novel Les Mis keeps popping up in the musicals. And we never tire of this story. You know, the famous scene that takes place between Jean Valjean, the bishop, and the magistrate. And Valjean is befriended and given lodging by the bishop, but he steals his candlesticks. And the bishop reports the theft. The magistrate's brought in and questions Jean Valjean about all this in the presence of the bishop. And he appears to be headed for jail. And suddenly, in a surprising way, the bishop retracts his charges and offers an excuse for the missing candlesticks. And Jean Valjean is quite stunned by this. And when they're alone, he and the bishop, he says, why did you do that? You know that I'm guilty. And the bishop just simply says, life is forgiving. And I think that's a very generous definition of generosity, a principle of generous living. Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. So it's not surprising that the Bible has words, for example, in Proverbs chapter 11, some give freely and yet grow all the richer, others withhold what is due and only suffer want. A generous person will be enriched, and the one who gives water will get water. That's Proverbs 11:24-25. So learning to give is learning to sacrifice, and we live in a world that teaches, oh, look, you can have whatever you want, you know, spend whatever you want, don't worry. But Jesus actually calls us to let go of our selfish needs in order to find ourselves and to make the world a better place. A story is told one day, a beggar by the roadside asked for help from Alexander the Great as he passed by. He was this poor man. He had no claim, of course, upon this great man, Alexander the Great. But yet the emperor stopped and threw him a few silver gold coins. And a companion of Alexander the Great was quite surprised and said, sir, copper coins, they would adequately meet a beggar's need. Why give him gold? And Alexander responded in this royal fashion, I guess, copper coins would suit the beggar's need, but gold coins suit Alexander's giving. A spirit of generosity. It's what God says, that God is a generous God. And of course, we could do better with this. We could practice being generous in our praise and in our words of appreciation and encouraging other people. Well, dear Lord, it's really time to say that I'm not always loving, gracious, and very generous to people. I forget, Lord, that I'm your representative. I'm an ambassador of grace. So, Lord, forgive me, because your kingdom is about generosity, about love and kindness. Touch my life today, Lord, so that everywhere I go and people I meet will know that I'm a Christian. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.